Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to the Manic Candace podcast. It's your girl Candace back at it again with a brand new episode of the podcast. And today, this morning, this evening, this afternoon, this good night, we are going to discuss the California wildfires, and particularly the Los Angeles, California wildfires that are currently going on that started about the beginning of this year. As we speak, over 150,000 people have been evacuated and entire neighborhoods are being reduced to ashes in the Los Angeles, California areas. Currently, specifically in the Palisades and Eaton areas of Los Angeles. I wanted to dedicate an entire episode of the Manic Candace podcast to this issue at hand because a good portion of you as the audience resides in the affected areas of Los Angeles, and I just want to say that my heart goes out to you and to everyone that has been displaced by this fire. I included reputable sources for donations and aid to those impacted. The links are in the podcast description. All you got to do is expand on that and click on any of those and donate if it is in your heart and you are able to. Again, my thoughts, prayers, and heart goes out to everyone who's been displaced and lost everything. I can't even imagine. We're going to discuss a few topics regarding this issue and why this doesn't make any sense. This fire is very suspicious. Very suspicious. Approximately 3 months ago, it's being rumored that fire protection was being canceled from home insurers' policies. So insurers like Liberty Mutual, anybody that provides home protection insurance, in California, it's no surprise that every year there's fires going on. It's just how impactful will it be? There are a lot of areas in California that are not inhabited. It's a lot of wood area, mountainous areas. It's very beautiful. You have the ocean too. Those areas usually are the ones that are impacted. It's not the city. The cities are being burned. Like, I don't know if you have seen anything like videos and stuff. It is apocalyptic. And I'm not trying to be biblical when I say that. I'm not trying to be that dramatic. But some people are saying that this is a judgment on the city, which I think is so insensitive to say, especially during the burning, during the fire, where people are losing everything or having to find a place to stay. People with Teslas, like, how are they even charging their vehicles? Because, like, if you've seen, like, the gas stations are on fire, the fast food places are on fire, and, like, everything is on fire. It looks like hell. It looks like literal hell, and I can't believe that it's L.A. L.A. is known, L.A. has, like, a reputation for being, like, one of the most beautiful and most visited cities in the United States. The average price of the home as of last month, I don't know what it is today since they're gone and there's speculations about whether they're going to come back to those people who lost it. The average price was $1 million. Now they're gone. It's worthless. What is going to happen to the Los Angeles real estate market? What now? The homes that are left standing and the homes that are going to be built, are they going to be $1 million when the average price in the neighborhood has gone down a lot because of the homes being gone? It's just a lot to think about. And I bring up that subject because there are people who are even speculating that the government did this. And it's really sad that we have reached that point in our society where we are questioning the government for every little thing. That's a symptom of distrust, and it's a symptom of, I think, fascism, the beginning stages of it. So the rumor about the fire protection being canceled from home insurance policies. I believe that rumor to be true because yesterday, the 11th of January, 2025, a member of California government banned insurance companies from canceling or refusing to cover the losses due to fire. So that is good. You know, that's great news. You know, I don't know how the insurance companies are going to maneuver around that, but I'm sure the California government is going to counteract those maneuvers because that's just wrong. That is just wrong. You pay for a policy for years and something happens and you don't get covered, even though you paid into your policy. People, I've seen a gentleman who was in his 90s. I believe he was 97. He lost his home. And he was crying. And he was like, I got to start over at 97. And I'm just like, fuck. You guys got to understand that homes bring generational wealth. And that generational wealth for people's children and grandchildren are gone. It is completely gone. And not to mention the sentimental values, the photos, the clothes, the shoes, the decorations, the furniture, the memories. It's gone. It's so gone. And I don't want to cry, but like I just can't imagine if Phoenix was on fire and I had nowhere to go. And all the emergency response systems are not working. That's what's going on. The emergency response systems are fucked up. They're like telling people to evacuate when they don't need to. And the people that need to evacuate are not being told they need to evacuate. Like, it's so fucked up. People are starting to loot homes now. There have been a report of about 29 arrests. And the National Guard has been sent by the U.S. government, which was their only response to this issue, of course, was to protect people's homes from looters, aka the rich from looters, aka their friends. It's so, not their, I shouldn't say friends, I should say investors. It's so stupid how I have not heard a press conference or an address to the nation. Because this, we should all care about California, and I think we all do. This is a moment when we remember we are the United States. The United. Okay. I'm next door. These are my neighbors. And they are my fellow Americans. Please, if you can, visit the links in the description below and donate. I've included sources from the Red Cross, from Direct Relief, from California Community Foundation's Wildfire Recovery Fund, from the California Fire Foundation, the World Central Kitchen. Thank you for those of you that have visited the links and donated. Even if you didn't donate through the links that I provided and you donated in general, thank you. Every little bit counts. I've heard rumors that firefighters are in need of sunscreen, chapstick, Gatorade. What else? And like water. But I thought that was interesting. Sunscreen and chapstick that they need. Found that very interesting. There seems to be a lot of speculation about how these fires started. Is it arson? Is it climate change? Was it done by the government? Now, the weather isn't helping. There's high winds that are going to continue on into Wednesday, they're forecasting. And maybe beyond that. The Palisades fire is only 11% contained as of January 12th, 2025. Currently, it has burned over 23,713 acres. like I said, within a containment level of approximately 11%. I've seen videos on social media of water pumps not working. What? And I've seen videos of fire hydrants not having water. And there's a rumor that either the California governor, Gavin Newsom, who's facing a lot of speculation and scrutiny, or the U.S. government, federal government, is refusing to open a water reservoir that is available that would help greatly. That's just a rumor. The fact that there are a lot of like rumors of how this fire started and continues to start and other fires popping up randomly in different areas, like it's heading towards the Eaton area right now. So if you're in the Eaton area, you know, I would highly suggest you look into what the emergency and do the best you can to stay informed. Social media, you know, connect with people in your local area through social media. Find out where people are going, where resources are being distributed. It's a horrible time. It's a horrible time. And I think about the Hawaii Maui fires. I think about that and like how people lost their lives inside their homes and they couldn't escape fast enough. And how everything just burned down and like the billionaires' homes weren't burned down. That was very interesting. You guys, I know that America has a race problem. It probably will always have a race problem because of how the country was found, the genocide of Native Americans and the enslavement of Black people. And don't forget, it was the slaves that built everything. Okay. So I think we're always going to have a problem. We're always going to have tension because of our history. I think it's ingrained in our brains and it's passed down to generations because it's trauma. And it's hate. And those are two very strong forces that, if not addressed, which we're not addressing them. I mean, to the point where racism is eradicated, it's still here. I'm saying that to say that that is not our only issue. We have a class problem in America. And it's the billionaires versus everyone else. It's not the middle class. There's no middle class. It's not, we're all, let me tell you something. We're all poor. I work in finance and we're all poor. We're all fed this illusion that we could succeed in the capitalist market with a bright idea and a plan that we could reap rewards and profit. And let me tell you the truth. To get to that point, you have to grease a lot of people and kiss a lot of ass. And if you're someone with ethics, that's not going to fly with you. I tried to own a dispensary license to open dispensaries in Arizona. I did everything I thought I should do, could do. I infiltrated a dispensary through their systems and found out how to start it. But in the end, all the licenses were bought out by investors, by people who are already rich. And it's just like there's already a jump start on everything, on homes, on the on all these industries. And it's getting to the point where one company owns all the companies in the industry. And this creates billionaires. And in order to create billionaires, like you have to have people who buy their shit, which is us. We have a class problem. Why is money a source of stress? And we're supposedly the richest nation. the richest guy could give us $1 million each and would still be the richest guy. Now they're talking about universal basic income to give us so we could stop complaining. If they give us universal basic income, that would kill our motivation to want to do better for ourselves. We're just going to live off that universal basic income. And they're not going to raise our wages because we have the universal basic income. So I think it would do more harm to give us money every month for free than it would not to. Let's get to the facts of the fire, shall we? Celebrities have been included in those that have had their homes completely destroyed by the fires. Among them are Paris Hilton, Miley Cyrus, singer Jean Aiko, actress Anna Faris, Beyonce's mom Tina Knowles, and Heidi and Spencer Montag. Heidi and Spencer Montag are reality stars from The Hills. And Heidi, congratulations to your number one single on the Billboard charts. 15 years after its release, congratulations, Heidi. They've lost everything. And they're documenting their experience on TikTok. And it's very devastating. Me personally, I don't celebrate in the loss of their homes just because they're rich and famous. They are still people who hold sentiment towards everything they just lost. Some people don't give a shit about them losing everything, and that's totally valid too, considering we have a class issue in this country. It's about the haves and the have-nots, and it's kind of ridiculous to ask poor people to feel bad for people who are rich and famous. So currently, the estimated cost of loss and damages is over $50 billion. Now pause. The U.S. government, the federal government, has sent more than that to Ukraine in the past 2.5 years, almost 3 years. I haven't seen a promise, or I haven't seen, you know, when the hurricane hit the Carolinas last year and President candidate Kamala Harris promised like $700-something to everyone affected. Where's that for California? Where was that for Hawaii? I think Hawaii got something, but I have not heard anything for like standard aid from the government for California citizens. There should be like stipends or money given out for gas, for food, for you know, like essentials. People are staying with their friends, staying in their cars, or trying to drive as far as they possibly can. I mean, what do you do? Some people have completely lost their place of work. So where is their job now? A lot of us live paycheck to paycheck. So this last Friday, that was probably the last amount of money or last paycheck they're going to see in a while. There's so many things that are coming up in my mind as I discuss this. It's so fucked up. It's so fucked up. Now, the Eaton fire, let's discuss that. It's about 27% contained, covering more than 14,117 acres, and is posing a threat to communities in Altadena and Pasadena. I don't know if I said Altadena right, but nonetheless, at least 24 people have been reported dead. I think this is bullshit. I think way more people are deceased. If you consider the 40,000 homeless population. Pause. Did we just forget about the homeless population in LA? Since 2020, it's been highlighted in the media and all over the world that Los Angeles has a problem. Cities such as San Francisco, I don't think it's just Los Angeles. I think it's the whole entire state. But San Francisco has declared a state of emergency recently due to homelessness. But Los Angeles hasn't. Los Angeles homeless population is over 40,000. The homeless population has completely taken over Los Angeles in the past 4 years. The streets are riddled with shit and drug paraphernalia. The streets are full of tents and makeshift houses and forts. It smells horrible. And conspiracy alert. What if this fire was started to kind of get rid of the problem? Who would want to start this type of fire to get rid of the problem? Probably the government. It's so sad that my mind goes there. Another conspiracy people are wondering or connecting dots that aren't really there, but sound like they make sense. That's what a conspiracy is. So we're in conspiracy territory, just FYI. Some people are speculating that because the Olympics are projected to be in Los Angeles in 2028, that in addition to plans for turning Los Angeles into a smart city, like, what a perfect way to do a reset and to set the whole fucking thing on fire. And then being forced to rebuild. They're going to rebuild everything, according to this conspiracy, to be equipped with, like, a smart city. And a smart city, like, everything is surveillance. Everything runs on Wi-Fi. Everything is within 15 minutes. Like, that's what they're using. We got to better the environment. That's why smart cities need to be created. I've seen in the Middle East where smart cities have failed to be implemented. It's a cool thought, but it's also terrifying to have a whole city run on artificial intelligence, basically. No. That's just a conspiracy, but back to the facts of the Los Angeles fires. Over 150,000 residents are under mandatory evacuation orders, with an additional 100,000 under evacuation warnings. Evacuation centers are reaching capacity as displaced individuals seek shelter. Where's FEMA? Where's the feds? They went so much more harder on indicting Diddy than they have for these fires this year. I'm just gonna pivot really quick because I don't want to lose this thought. But on New Year's, there was a terrorist attack in New Orleans. Some asshole drove a van through a crowded Bourbon Street and killed over 10 people, injured dozens more. I've seen videos of it. It was horrible. I've never seen anything more gruesome. I'm not going to describe it out of respect, but it was unlike anything I've ever seen. And I've seen some fucked up shit on the internet. Okay. I used to look at dead bodies on the internet when I was little, but and then the same or the next day, but shortly after, another attack. It was in front of the Trump Tower in Las Vegas. A Cybertruck, which was designed by Tesla, owned by Elon Musk, was set on fire. It exploded. There was explosives in it. Now the FBI has been, it's rumored that the FBI has investigated that these perpetrators of these attacks, these terrorists, are former U.S. veterans, and that they actually trained in the same state, area, division, whatever. I don't know what it's called, but they somehow are connected, allegedly. My heart goes out to those who lost their lives in those attacks and those that have been injured. It hasn't been 2 fucking weeks. Hasn't been 2 fucking weeks. And it's not to be biblical again. I'm not trying to be, but this is apocalyptic. Los Angeles will never be the same. It's gone. I was just there. The death toll has to be higher. It has to be. Because, like, the last time I checked, 14 exits on the freeway were on fire. Where are people going? Are people running out of gas? Like, the gas stations are on fire. Have you seen it? And it's like the wind is taking the embers north, south, east, and west. And it's just so, God. And for those people that are saying, oh, this is the end of the world, God is giving us, shut up. Shut up. This is nothing to do with God. I don't think this is a esoterical issue. We need to find out how this fire or these fires started. But before that, we need to put them out. We need to help these people. Now's not the time to start blaming people and spreading fear about God. Like, be mature. Like, think critically. Los Angeles Fire Chief Kristen Crowley has criticized recent budget cuts, highlighting their detrimental impact on firefighting capabilities during this crisis. So budget cuts in the firefighting department means less firefighters because you can't afford to pay them all if there's budget cuts, and you're going to reduce their salary. And if you do that, they're probably going to leave. So that's less firefighters. There's not enough firefighters to fight this fire. Say that 10 times. But a big thank you and a big shout out to Mexico and to Canada for sending firefighters and aid. Thank you so much. I know our next president is very mean towards your leaders, and your country overall has had horrible things to say. But despite that, thank you for thinking of us as citizens and sending help and putting that aside. Thank you so much. I'm pissed that the current and the next administration has literally said nothing. They seem to be fighting. Like, I've heard people call Gavin Newsom so many names, and I'm like, I don't know if he's worthy of criticism right now, but right now, it's not the time. It's just not the time. He's a leader trying to figure out what to do for his people. Like, it's not the fucking time right now. Maybe later on, but now is not the time to point fingers. And I'm talking about Trump. All they did was send National Guards to protect the rich from looters. I mean, what? And like I said, we have a class problem. So that sends a message that if you don't have enough money, you don't matter, even in a crisis. Like, there are levels to money. I know that people who have a lot of money, like celebrities, they lost their homes. But I want you to think about the people. I want you to think about the billionaires, okay? Those people, it's a compound effect down to us. It's a trickle-down effect. That's what Obama said, trickle-down economics. But this is what it really is that they have their hands in our pockets. And it goes high, it goes up and up and up and up as you recover who's on top of each other, who owns what company. And then eventually it reaches an investor, a shareholder, who's a Elon Musk, who's a Mark Zuckerberg, who's a Sam Bankman-Fried, who is a Charles Schwab, like who is a Elon Musk. I'm naming billionaires that I know. I think these fires were caused by them. One way or another, it could be blamed by them and their business practices. That's just my two cents. Authorities have issued a do not drink notice due to potential contamination of the water supply. Fuck. And additionally, a nighttime curfew has been imposed in fire hit areas to prevent looting. I believe it's 9 p.m. I could be wrong. Numerous film and television productions, as well as premieres and events across the city, have been canceled due to the ongoing emergency. For those of you who don't know, Los Angeles, California is home to Hollywood, and Hollywood is home to studios that create television shows and movies. Those areas have been set on fire. So everything in production has been paused, and who knows if it'll ever come back and how long it will take to come back. Like, a lot of people's careers are affected. I don't think we realize how bad this is. Like I said, forecasts predict continued strong winds through this Wednesday, potentially exacerbating fire conditions and hindering containment efforts. Residents are urged to stay informed, and I urge you to stay informed through official channels and adhere to evacuation orders and safety advisories. Please visit the links for donation and aid to those affected of the Los Angeles, California wildfires in the podcast description. My heart goes out to those who have been affected and are being affected, like I said earlier. And, you know, I bid you adieu, my friends. I really do. And I wish you the best. Good night, good morning, good evening, good afternoon, whenever, wherever you're listening, me's and me's. Bye-bye.